Our next presentation is by Dr. Gail Hansen. Dr. Hansen is the senior officer for the Pew Campaign on Human Health and Industrial Farming. Dr. Hansen was the state epidemiologist and the state public health veterinarian for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. She has served on infectious disease committees. She worked in the Senate and was in private veterinary clinical practice for 12 years before entering the public health and policy realms. Dr. Hansen received her DVM from the University of Minnesota and her Master's of Public Health in the University of Washington. Yep.
Thank you. I guess we have to stand here. And I'm not going to talk about diseases that we have to be worried about or not worried about. That's sort of what the other discussions will be on. I'm going to talk more about policy, since we're already at APHA, and talk about ADUFA, since ADUFA is coming up. And how many of you have heard of ADUFA? A few of you. Okay, hopefully you'll have a little better appreciation of what it is and what it might be able to do by the end of this. My disclosures, I have no disclosures. So what is ADUFA? ADUFA stands for the Animal Drug User Fee Act. It's part of the Food and Drug Cosmetic Act, and what it does is it allows the FDA to collect fees to support the review of animal drugs. So it really helps support a program within FDA. FDA obviously gets some appropriations, but this allows them to review drugs and hopefully in a more timely manner. And they're looking for drugs that are safe and effective, both for humans, or both for food animals, and looking at the public health aspects of it. There are other what I call DUFAs, PDUFA, the Prescription Drug User Fee Act. How many of you are familiar with the PDUFA? At least a couple of you. That's sort of the same, but sort of not. It was that one's been around a lot longer. Does essentially the same thing, but on the human side. So fees are paid by manufacturers to FDA. FDA then takes those fees and uses that to look at the new drugs to decide whether they're safe and effective for human use. There's a generic, there are plenty of DUFA. There's PDUFA, there's GDUFA, which is the Generic Drug User Fee Act, biosimilars, medical device fees. So there are a bunch of DUFAs, and they all sort of look at, they're all fees that are paid by the company to FDA, so FDA can be a little quicker in their review of drugs. For PDUFA, GDUFA, MDUFA, partly because I think they've been around a little bit longer, they also require some post-marketing surveillance. The money goes not only to help streamline the processes, but also to look at some post-marketing surveillance, which doesn't really happen very much with ADUFA. Though ADUFA is modeled on, that should say PDUFAs. So ADUFA, the Animal Drug User Fee Act, was first authorized or first brought forward in 2003. At that time, there was about $43 million that was collected. And like I said, it was really just to streamline drug applications. They'd sort of been sitting and waiting until FDA had people who could get to it. How much money was going to be paid by the drug manufacturers to FDA was a negotiation really between the FDA and the drug manufacturers. It was amended it was passed as the PDUFAs and the other DUFAs are it was passed with a, sort of a 5 years after every 5 years or so it gets reauthorized. So in 2008 it came up for reauthorization again. It was a little bit more, it wasn't a what they call a clean reauthorization. They didn't just say, okay, let's just do this exactly the same. There was a little bit of discussion, and they did amend it so that there were some public health concepts added, a couple of public health concepts added. And one of the things that the ADUFA did in 2008 was it said, okay, we need to get some data on drug sales. We have no idea how much animal drugs are being sold in the United States for food animals. That's been a concern of people. Let's find out at least how much is there. And it also said that there needs to be, as these go forward, we need to have some public health input. It doesn't say that public health has any kind of final say, but at least in the reauthorization, they said, okay, public health should be able to talk to FDA as the ADUFA regulations are being negotiated with the drug companies. It shouldn't be just the drug companies. Now, there's, as I said, it comes up every 5 years. Doesn't take too much math to figure out it's coming up in 2013. So it will come up in 2013. Right now, there seems to be pretty wide support. The drug companies seem to be in favor of it. The industry seems to be in favor of it. FDA is in favor of it. Legislators are in favor of it. Public health and advocacy groups are all in favor of it. And it's what's sort of considered must-pass legislation. So drug companies want to get their drugs approved. This is a mechanism that helps streamline that. So they are certainly seeing this as being a useful thing. Nobody wants to not have drugs go through. So it does seem to have some wide support, at least in theory, but it's always sort of that the devil's in the details. And I'll talk about that in just a second. I do want to talk real quickly about what's happened in ADUFA since 2008 when public health got involved in ADUFA. And as I said, ADUFA did require that drug companies give total sales of antibiotics from food animals to FDA, and FDA had to publish those results. We only have 2009 and 2010 data. The 2011 data we've heard is in final clearance. I don't think anything's going to happen before next Tuesday. Last year it came out in September. This year, like I said, I know it's been, they've said that it's available, but it probably won't be out until November. It's industry reporting their sales data. And what FDA does is they give a very limited, the limited information they get, they report some of that to the public. They're very concerned about proprietary data, and so there's a lot that they don't report. But they do report by total sales, major drug classes. And we know from 2009 data that about 90% of the drugs that were administered looking at route of administration were via the food or water. We don't know whether that was for treatment, for prevention, for growth promotion. We don't know that. But we do know that 90% of them were administered via food or water. And that was from, the only reason we have that information is because Representative Slaughter from New York asked for that information for the 2009 data. She also asked for it for the 2010 data. I don't know that she's gotten it yet. If she has, she hasn't made it public. So this is pretty much what's available. We have 2009-2010 data. We have a little bit of detail on drug classes, so we know how much total drug of, you know, total macrolides, total penicillins, total sulfas. For the most part, we know how much was sold. There is this huge category called not independently reported. So if there's a drug class that there's only one or two drug companies that make it, they don't report that separately because of proprietary information kinds of concerns. So all of those get lumped together. In animals, we do know that, looking at what we do have, that tetracyclines are the most commonly sold drug for humans. FDA actually buys this data, that penicillins are the most commonly sold drug in the United States. You know, sold is not necessarily used. Certainly in human medicine, there's not a lot of stockpiling by hospitals. They don't usually have a year's worth of antibiotic. I don't know that that would be a good business model for industry, for the animal industry, but I don't know. What we know is what's been sold, not what's been used. But like I said, that's the level of detail we have. That's it. We don't know how much of it is over-the-counter. Like I said, we don't know, because over-the-counter drugs are available, antibiotics are available for food animals, not for human use. As I said, in 2013 or 2013, ADUFA will be reauthorized. The industry, the pharmaceutical industry and FDA have already agreed on final draft legislative language, which they will present to the legislature in the next Congress, the 113th Congress. Around July, August, they came up with that, and that's basically, this is what we'd like to have, and we've agreed upon, these are the prices that drug companies will pay. And like I said, they'd prefer a clean bill. They don't want anything else added to that. Public health asks. The public health is likely to ask for a little bit more granularity of the data. And because the last reauthorization said, yes, public health should be involved in some of the discussions, public health has gone before FDA and said, you know, in the new ADUFA, we would like to have a little bit more data. We would like to look at within this not independently reported, this sort of other category. How much of that is medicines that are used in human medicine, and how much of this is drugs that are used only in animal medicine and have no relationship, no cross-reactivity with animal drugs or with human drugs? We don't know that right now. We just have this giant class. Looking at method of delivery and having that reported out. So how much is in food, how much is in water, how much is injected, how much are intramammary. That isn't going to tell you how they're used, but it gives you a better idea of the mode of delivery, and that can help give us a better picture of how drugs are being used. And then potentially some estimates by species. The drug companies certainly don't have use data, but they have an idea of how it's used. They know what it's been approved for use and what species has been approved for use for. And they've certainly made it clear that they have, it may be not be exact, but they've got estimates. They've got to have estimates. They're good business. They're really good business people. They know pretty much who their clients are and what they're doing. In the 113th Congress, which is the one coming up, besides ADUFA, is anything else going to happen with the Congress? And I guess my guess is as good as yours. We're not even quite sure what's going to happen in 2013. But we do know that Representative Waxman has introduced what he calls the Data Act, which is Delivering Antibiotic Transparency in Animals Act. He's about to. He's talked about it. We haven't seen that legislation yet. He can't introduce it until Congress is back in session, so it will probably happen sometime after next week. We know that he's looking at getting more granular data and how he's going to do it, probably asking feed mills through the mills that are mixing antibiotics and feed. Right now there's only two antibiotics that are mixed into feeds, one for and there's formulation for pigs and for one for different types of fish. We don't have it for all of the drugs. But we think he's going to ask for that. We haven't seen the legislation yet. That may change the amount of antibiotic that's in this veterinary feed directive from feed mills may change because FDA has come up with some other legislation. So what else might public health want? Like I said, more detail. What are the species? What's the route of administration? Once again, is it food, water, injection? Is it over the counter? Is it a prescription drug? Is it a veterinary feed directive? So the veterinarian has said, we want this amount of antibiotic for the feed for this amount of time for these animals. Obviously, the public health would like to know drug use, not just sales. Sales is one thing, use is really where we want to go. And some post-marketing surveillance. What are we seeing? Not likely to happen in ADUFA. They do have some post-marketing in PADUFA, but it's been around longer and has a lot more proponents for that. But there is going to be a chance for public health to comment and to participate in that process. So what I would recommend that people really take a look at that as it comes out. And it'll probably come out in the spring. March, April would be best guess. And there will be a chance for public and public health to comment on what do we want to have in ADUFA. We can look for a lot of detail in one specific area and maybe get some idea of what's going on. We might get lucky. We might get a hint of what's going on, but what we really need is that whole picture. So I guess we're going to do questions at the end. So thank you.